Case number 21601, this is an application of SM Energy Company for an order amending the applicable orders for the Ambrose Bakken Pool, Dubai County, to allow wells to produce oil at an unrestricted rate and flare gas. All interested parties, please come forward.
Madam Examiner, John Morrison, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing this matter on behalf of SM Energy Company. We're going to have one witness will be testifying, case numbers 21601, 602, and 603, and we have one set of exhibits, so we'd ask that those matters be consolidated. And the witness will be Danny Green, and he's going to testify from a different telephone than the last group, so I'm going to give him a call in just a second.
All right, I'm also going to call cases 21602 and 21603, and these cases will be consolidated for the purpose of hearing.
Hi, Danny, this is John. Hang on a second. You there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Green, do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Thank you.
Danny, would you state your name for the record, tell us by whom you're employed, in what capacity, and give us your business address, please?
Certainly, John. My name is Danny Green. I'm a production operations engineer for SM Energy Company. Our address in our Billings office is 550 North 31st Street, Suite 500, Billings, Montana, 59101.
And, Danny, have you previously had an opportunity to testify for the commission as an expert witness and have your qualifications accepted?
Yes, sir, I have.
And have you prepared some exhibits you're going to sponsor today in these three consolidated cases?
Yes, sir, I have.
I'm going to offer the further testimony of this witness as an expert.
Motion granted.
Danny, let's turn first to Exhibit A and tell us what you've shown as Exhibit A.
Certainly, John. Exhibit A is a map showing the field outlines, the subject fields, Colgan, Ambrose, and West Ambrose, and showing our operated well locations as well as their corresponding laterals, and also demonstrating One Oaks gas gathering infrastructure in the area. As you can see, the surface locations are color-coded by red dots, meaning wells connected to gas sales, and blue squares indicating wells that are pending connections.
And can you give us some kind of a status or an update on when you anticipate that all of these wells might end up getting connected to the system?
Certainly. All the wells on this subject map we would anticipate being connected by the first quarter of 2014. And in fact, John, I'd like to note that even since these exhibits were prepared, we have connected three additional wells, the Prochnik 1535 HSA, Prochnik 1535 HSB, and the Prochnik 1635 HS.
Okay. And you said first quarter 2014, you mean the end of the first quarter? Is that your anticipation?
Yes, sir.
Let's continue on to Exhibit B and tell us what you've shown on Exhibit B.
Certainly. Exhibit B is just a simple table demonstrating the wells within those fields that are not connected to gas sales and their most recent 30-day gas rates. Again, I would like to note that the subject Prochnik wells 1535 HSA, 1535 HSB, and 1635 HS are now connected to gas sales.
And additionally, Danny, if we look at the first two wells on this list, the two wells in the Ambrose field, is it correct that both of those wells are producing less than 100 barrels a day on an average basis?
Certainly, John. Both of those wells would be under the subject field orders guidelines. They will not produce greater than 100 barrels, even if we do not get the extension.
So at the present time, there's no need for an extension in the Ambrose field. If the commission chose to dismiss that case without prejudice instead, that would be fine. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
In your opinion, does the value of the oil being produced from these other wells, does it far exceed the value of the gas being flared?
Yes, sir, it does.
And in your opinion, will any substantial waste result if these wells are continued to be allowed to produce at a maximum efficient rate and flare the associated gas while waiting for the connection which you anticipate to be within the next several months?
No, sir, it does not.
I don't have any further questions. We offer the exhibits.
Exhibits will be received. Are there any questions from the staff?
I would note one other thing for the record before I forget, too. We do have a letter from American Eagle, which also apparently operates wells in the area. And it was addressed only to us, not to the commission. So maybe, I don't know if we want to mark it as exhibit or receive in the record, but we would ask that it be included. It's just a letter of support, basically.
We'll mark it as Exhibit C, and it'll be received as well.
Danny, this is Bruce Hicks. Do you have any issues with bottlenecks or anything in the system? There's going to be a lot of wells drilled out here, and is there going to be enough capacity in the future?
Yes, Bruce, we see that as we put on additional wells, just getting additional connections in place has been somewhat of a challenge for One Oak. We believe it's more of a scheduling thing than a throughput capacity. I know for a fact when they initiated this project this summer, they had issues with their compressor station located near Crosby. They had some settling actually take place at the compressor station that caused their compressors to be down. Likewise, during these cold months, they've had some liquid loading on their lines that's also caused problems. But fundamentally, we believe that their hydraulic design can accommodate mainly the entire portion of our production for the area.
Do you know what size those trunk lines are that are going east-west?
I believe they are 10-inch, Mr. Hicks. I will have to confirm that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that'll conclude our hearing for cases 21601, 21602, and 21603.